was born in Glastonbury, north of London, in 1902.
Gosh, that's a few years ago.
88.
Can we talk about the tanned leather used for gloving? Because we found out that there were glovers here in Glastonbury. Can you tell me what kind of leather that they would have used?
Well, that's difficult because a good pair of gloves would need the sort of leather we, as far as I know, we never produced in Glastonbury. Our own firm was sheepskins, and we certainly had skins which were no good for wooled hearthrugs, and so we tanned them. And as far as I know, though I was very young at the time, made gloves out of them. But during the First World War, we had quite a business with that and sent a van around the country, villages, taking the gloves to be sold. We cut them at the factory, and they were sold in people's houses, and they were collected a week or so later.
What kind of gloves were these then?
They must have been heavy gloves, because we didn't make proper glove leather. See, proper glove leather needs to be something finer, not something made out of large, heavy sheep. They were the sort of gloves that you do gardening in, that sort of thing. And I don't know what purpose they were used in the war, but certainly the First World War, we had a van going around, by the time I got into business some years later, that trade had stopped.
What kind of leather were you tanning there then, material were you tanning?
That was various sorts of sheepskin and lambskin for the fur trade.
Can you explain when you say from the fur trade?
For the fur trade?
Yes.
Well, for instance, Persian lambs, which are quite an expensive type of fur, or were then, and smallish lambskins, and the business used to have them sent in by fur merchants in London who wanted them dressed and dyed. They all had to be dyed black. They were black naturally, but they had to be dyed even blacker, with a very soft, purpley-blue leather. And other types of lambs, I used to go to Italy myself once or twice a year, buying lambskins there.
So it's not British lambskins, it was European lambskins then?
By that time. The London factory, but we also dressed the Australian, South American, South African skins. Depends where you could buy skins of a good enough regular quality to be worth buying. Because the problem with that trade always is that a number of skins aren't good enough for the purpose, and you have to get rid of them somehow, and that's expensive.